I'd like to start with a quotation from a novel. I remembered vaguely as a child going carefully and unsteadily down a big flight of stairs. I could hear the faint echo of my own voice saying importantly, "Here's Hugh going downstairs." Later, a child learns to say "I," but somewhere deep inside himself, that "I" doesn't penetrate. He goes on being not "I," but a spectator. This is from a novel called The Rose and the Yew Tree by Agatha Christie, writing as Mary Westmacott. It was one of the 6 non-crime novels she wrote under that pseudonym, and there is something about it that strikes at the heart of this theme, the writer as outsider. Her narrator has been injured just after the Second World War, and he's very disabled. The story, which centres around the jeopardy caused by a love affair, is narrated from the outside by this character, Hugh Norreys. I think what Agatha Christie knew deep down, what she quite often circles in her work, is that not only is the writer an outsider, but that the act of telling a story requires that outsiderness to be part of the narration. The classic detective story tends to rely upon the central detective being outside in some way, a grumpy and semi-retired copper being brought back on a cold case, or someone on the outside of a community being able to see more clearly what's really happened. Or, in the case of Sherlock Holmes, a very strange, cold-hearted outsider being allowed into the narrative by the double act of being paired with Watson, that humane, warm-hearted person who's always 2 steps behind his friend. And surely that's the heart of it. That in order to narrate something, in order to give an account of something, the writer has to be able to see clearly, which means that from the outset there's a stepping back, an overview, a measured judgment. Agatha Christie might seem to be an odd example of an outsider, very much part of the British establishment, celebrated in her social circles. But I would argue that she knew what it was like to sit quietly at the edge of things. She's not alone in this. Among countless examples, there's the image of Jane Austen, the maiden aunt, observing, and John le Carré has talked about being a very minor and rather short-lived player in the Secret Service, enjoying being on the sidelines, watching. There is, of course, a much wider stage on which people find themselves outsiders, people who risk being silenced, members of minorities for whom the path to tell their story is littered with almost insurmountable obstacles. And then there are writers in exile, refugees, survivors of war, who write stories of journeying, suffering and courage. But even then, there will always come a point when the writer has to find their quiet beginning, the point at which their outsiderness settles to being not I, but a spectator.